Shashank Mane, my food, clothes, and shelter. I hold the world in six breaths, each language my oxygen, a gust of wind in my sails, guiding me forward. My words serve as an item of clothing, never to fully come off my skin, stamped and imprinted into my body, speaking of experiences like the pages of a passport. I touch the pages of my childhood in Marathi, my mother, my brother, my family, the growth of wings upon the body of a child, a perpetual birth promising endless flight. French kisses and baguettes, my youth fed in romantic languages, I brush through the colors on a cultural palette, creating a painting of undefined shades. There are pieces of my memory still locked in the provinces of Panama, floating in salt waters and lakes, caught between two worlds. I quench the thirst upon my tongue with a flow of words without a true source, a foot in colliding oceans with my heart beating in both. Coastal dreams of California cast sunshine on my patched words, with light washing in through the windows on a wintry day, the warmth brightening the sentences I have kept stored away. Some sip their teas in Hindi, chew their chorizos in Spanish as they should, never to be misunderstood. Others savor French fries in Finnish, speaking English without hints of an experience so British, refusing to accept predefined conceptions. A few languages I piece together like broken mirrors, in little reflections and thoughts. The gestures of my body keep me appearing unclear, covered by the nudity of silence and the company of crowds. If the walls around me could talk, they would speak 100 dialects, but a syllable in each would suffice to complete an endless puzzle, away from the clutches of uniformity. When I find myself holding my breath, waiting to turn back the hands of time, hoping still to move on, I close my eyes into the grasps of the unknown, exhaling life and language into the winds taking me home.